Welcome back to everybody. Welcome back to this first talk of this second section of the day of track one. We are going to have this first talk that is taken by Christoph Anser. In the talk, I remind you to you that every time you have questions, doubts, or any comment about the talk, go immediately on the pad. Go check, try and make your question on the pad. Not wait at the end of the talk, but when you have the question, wrote it in the pad. So the talk will be taken by Christoph Anser, that is the president and co-founder of the NGO Trophy Association. And the talk will focus on the use of one of them, of the application that they developed, that is called Trophy App, in emerging countries.
Dear State of the Map participants, my name is Christoph Anser. I'm from the Trophy Association, international NGO working with public transport. And I'm very happy that I can show you within our session that with the help of OpenStreetMap, how you can publish a multimodal journey app for the public transport in your city. We've created this app for informal transport. Informal transport means no official stops, no schedules, bus lines are not documented, agencies run the bus lines. And I would say it's in the majority of the world, public transport looks like this, looks informal. Or maybe semi-formal, which is like a mixture where you have maybe formal transport, such as a metro or official bus lines, mixed with informal transit. Where I live in Germany, it's public transport is very formalized. But I also used to live in Bolivia, where you have where trophies that you can see on the screen are mainly running on the streets. And in most of the cities of the world, especially in Middle and South America, Africa, Eastern Asia, public transport is informal. Why is it important to have digital solutions for this kind of transport? It is because also people in countries with this kind of public transport, mostly in development countries, they also want door-to-door journey planners. They want to have more reliability within the public transport because cities also want this because public transport protects the environment because less people buy their own cars, use individual transport. So it's really good to make public transport stronger, and it becomes more attractive if you know better which route to take, when the next bus is coming, what the rates are for a trip, like all these kind of things that mobility as a service can bring. As Trophy organization, our main product is the Trophy app. It's open source. It works white label, which means that you can easily, or not easily, but you can bring it to your own country. You can localize it. So each app is different or is working with a different city, but they all fork out of our Trophy app. It's multimodal, which means that it's also working so that you have door-to-door navigation and you have all other means of transport. And it's a journey planner, which says how you get from A to B. It's open source, released under a GPL license on GitHub, and has different features. The red bottoms is the full door-to-door navigation, the GPS location, so that it easily shows you where you are right now. It suggests multiple routes. It also suggests street names, crossings, points of interest. That's very interesting for informal transport because we figured out that most people look for crossings or intersections. So they would look, I want to go to the place where the Heroinas is crossing the Ayacucho app, the Ayacucho street. So people, because there are no official stops, so they navigate to intersections. And this is something we've built into the app, that you can search for crossings. You can save preferred routes and other typical features that you know from journey planners. The yellow points on the right side, they are rather technical. So it's built on Flutter so that it's directly usable on Apple and on Android phones. It works also with older phones, which was very important for us because our solution is mainly working in development countries. Routes can come from OpenStreetMap, obviously also from other providers, but OpenStreetMap is our preferred thing because it's open data. You can add your own languages like Quechua in Bolivia or Amharic in Ethiopia so that people can easily use it and actually feel proud to use it. In our development, we go along the digital principles, if you know them, to make this really sustainable and helpful in the long run. Our team is global, but we really rely on local communities. This is a picture from our annual meeting that we had last week with people from several continents. And we are experts on transport, on development, or like developers, software development, community managers, marketing people. And we are all working voluntarily right now. Actually, one of the goals that we have is get a good funding so that also some people can pay it and work a bit more reliable on the project. And this is the global team. But we also really need local communities, because the best public transport app is nothing without really good local data, local bus routes. And on this screen, you can see from, for example, Leonardo from Duitama, Luz and Samuel from Cochabamba, David originally from Addis Abeba, and other people from that are from communities and really help us. So it's really a mixture. We are global, we have global team, but also local communities. What is Trophy Association? It's a non-profit startup for informal public transport. Non-profit means we are registered NGO, registered in Germany. Most members are in Germany and South America right now, growing in Asia and Africa. We've started the project in May 2018, and after a go live in Bolivia first, we saw that this kind of app is useful for many other countries as well. So we founded the NGO in April 2019. Why an NGO? We actually all did this for fun and to do something good. So we said best thing is if we go open source, use open data, and just help communities worldwide to adapt and localize the app in their countries. That's why we then basically started the NGO, to have a legal organization for doing something good. Our mission as NGOs is to improve public transport worldwide through digitization. And the vision is that people in development countries would have the same positive usefulness of public transport like they have in, for example, my country, Germany, so that they would know when is the next bus coming, what's now the best option, and that public transport gets attractive and people really like to use it. Impact is that we build OpenStreetMap communities, train them, that we make the data publicly available on OpenStreetMap. So maybe that's a good moment to open OpenStreetMap for your city and just check transport layer. If you have a good information on bus routes, then we publish the app to find good door-to-door connections. And then we help cities finally with the information from the searches. We can, for example, easily tell them when the app is giving bad results. So if I move from one part of the city to another, when do I have a bad connection? So where would a new bus line make sense? Or where maybe are too many bus lines? working on the same in the same area. So this is something where we really want to help cities. Products, in the beginning, we had the Trophy app as our main product. It's still the main product, but we added some more products. One is the Driver app for the drivers that I will show in a second. Also, dashboard for cities and agencies so that they know where the buses are at the moment. Tools for transit data that translate OpenStreetMap to GTFS or that check all OpenStreetMap bus lines if they have errors or if they are working well. And we have a documentation on how to do route mappings because it's not an easy thing. Yes. On the service side, we are implementing Trophy App Fork, so we are helping as well to bring it to cities like we've did for Addis Abeba, Accra, Duitama. We're training local teams. We are maintaining bus routes in OpenStreetMap, so we're not only doing the initial work of putting them to OpenStreetMap, we also have maintenance, maintain them. This is done with ground truth data, sort of. People can enable tracking if they say a line is missing or it's wrong. And we collect these GPS snippets that we get. And if we have enough GPS snippets for a line, we use this data and adapt OpenStreetMap bus lines. We also, another service is a data platform for a better public transport planning for cities. Use the Driver app. Where a driver can just say, I'm going this route now. The driver is sharing GPS coordinates in that moment so that we know where the buses are. We can tell the user when the next bus is coming. So the driver has an incentive to maybe an incentive of winning more passengers because passengers know where he is. And he can also indicate or she when the bus is full. This was especially important during social distancing time because of COVID. So we said, okay, we want to know where the full buses are because we can calculate then how full is public transport in a city right now, the network, how full is it or how full is a line so that the user can decide if he wants to use now public transport or rather wait for 2 hours when less people are on the bus. We had a wonderful Trophy App hackathon to create these features against COVID-19, and the video can tell it much better than I could. So I want to show that video. Have fun.
Trophy is a multimodal journey planner for semi-formal public transport in big cities. It is scalable to any world city, even where there are overlapping decentralized transport networks. The app can be localized for the language of the users. In Ethiopia, it's called Yene Guzo, which means my trip. Five volunteers in 10 countries and 7 time zones held a hackathon to kick off an ambitious project to turn the open source Trophy Journey Planner app into a social distancing tool for public transport. The contributors are software developers, designers, and experts in international development.
I'm actually the coordinator of the Driver App team.
I'm working today in the Facebook bot for the Trophy app.
I'm Sandra, one of your new UX designer.
Bus drivers will have an app to report the occupancy of their vehicles in real time.
With the current situation, we took into consideration the social distancing. Therefore, we added some features where a driver can say if the bus is actually full or it's empty.
Commuters planning their trips can see this real-time information in the Trophy app and plan the best combination of routes to minimize exposure. The Ethiopia Ministry of Transport is interested in these features as soon as they can be launched.
especially in this COVID time, the problem that we face is that, you know, we don't have a kind of system that tells to the people that which bus come at which time. And also we don't have a kind of cashless payment system.
In cities like Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, the Trufi capabilities will represent a leap forward.
One thing that we're learning from the COVID situation is that you really need digital transit data during these times, especially when you're trying to communicate to the mass and the public about any changes that are happening.
When we got, you know, a chance to have this trophy application, we can make easily the transport planning, public transport optimization, and also, you know, accessibility analysis and development of innovative application could be, you know, easily accessible and good for us.
The results of the Trufi app hackathon were a proof of concept. Municipalities around the world want these features for their citizens. The social distancing features of the Trufi app can make public transport safer anywhere in the world.
Yeah, thanks for watching the video. I hope you understood a bit more of Trufi and where we work with. It was actually very cool to talk with transport authorities in Accra, Addis Ababa, Antananarivo about what they do against COVID and how our app could help. And we really hope to win a funding now to make the real apps out of the proof of concepts. Good. So Trufi apps are right now in Bolivia, Colombia, Ghana, Ethiopia. They all look slightly different, have different languages, different colors, different name. They are their own entities, or you separately download them in Apple Store and Google Store. And that you could be the fifth. And that also means there are people that have already done it. So you can also ask them how they did it. And obviously, we can help you as an NGO as well. So we expanded to these four cities, and we have pilots released in La Paz and Manila, and we are discussing with some other cities right now if the app should go there. I think Kampala is missing. I hope someone from Kampala is watching. And besides that, it's Antananarivo, Dar es Salaam, Nairobi, Managua, Hyderabad, Kathmandu, and yes, we are ready to expand Trufi to much more cities. Trufi made news also locally. We were very happy when the Ministry of Transport announced Yenegusu app on television. We were very happy. This is Samuel, head of front-end development, to be on newspapers and television in Bolivia. So what we basically really saw is that people feel very proud that they have a public transport app in the city because it's modern. One person wrote on wrote a review. I feel like in US or Europe when I use the app, which was somehow amazing because he just felt the digital benefit of the app. So how can you bring Trufi app to my city? And actually, that's the central point of my of what I wanted to say in the session. But I felt like I had to explain in the beginning what it all is about. So you have to start collecting bus lines and digitizing them to OpenStreetMap. So I ask around where already timetables and routes exist. Then you have to create a GTFS with our toolset or with OSM to GTFS, which is another wonderful project that does the same thing more or less. You have to provide an OTP server to make door-to-door route plannings. Then you also can test it. Of course, it's possible to make many errors on the way. So first you would test in this website if the trip planning works well. And then you can also customize, then you can take Trufi Core from GitHub and customize it to your city and use your own open trip planner. Of course, there's much more to do. So you should get in contact with us so that we can help you. You should put together a local team because so many different skills are needed from marketing, project management, development, etc. And you should also look for specific features that are important in your city. Like the example that we enable navigation to intersections. Maybe there's something totally different in your city that needs to be done so that users really feel it's useful. Also, you should look for user experience, your user interface, what's best, which language to add, and how to finance server and map costs. You should do marketing. Well, release the app, talk to governments, authorities, run analysis. And in the end, you can also help to maintain the OpenStreetMap routes. I think what's really essential to do was on the slide before. That's like the very basics. But I think that the steps on this slide really make sense. If you want to make it really something with a big benefit for your city. Last but not least, you have to know the technology stack. So OpenStreetMap is the basis, the streets, the crossings, the points of interest, but also the bus routes. We have our tooling to create GTFS and to check the OSM OpenStreetMap lines. Then the GTFS needs to be created and needs to be published to OpenTripPlanner to do the journey planning. On the top, there's the Flutter app, the user interface that needs to call these different things. Main part of the app is obviously the map itself. Of the app is the map you're working on. So there you need to use MapTiler or OpenMapTile server to provide the apps, the maps. We'd be happy if you are interested and if you could join us. We're looking for volunteering experts worldwide that work on topics, on all the topics you could imagine maybe now. We look for funding organizations so that we can pay specific tasks in the NGO, but also in the local communities to make the app as useful as possible. We look for cities that need mobility as a service solutions and are interested in Trophy. We're looking for local communities that want to bring Trophy into their city. Thank you very much for listening. I'm looking forward to your questions, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Christoph, for your talk, for your very interesting presentation of this application. We have lots of questions that we are going to answer. We have also, in this Q&A, there is also the presence of Samuel that we saw also in the video, that is one of the head developers of the application. So we start with some questions. I saw that also in the pad, one of you member of the Trophy Association start to reply. I stop it because we have a lot of time to reply to all the questions that appear. So we have time. If you don't know, there is also a possibility to a direct reply from Sorens. So the first question is about GTFS that I saw that at the end you spoke about it, but maybe the question was done before. So they say general transit feed specification standard demand bus stop. Do you work with the standards? How do you manage these requirements? If you want, there is also just the reply. If you don't know the reply, there is written also the reply in the pad.
So I should maybe just read out. So we use open standards everywhere. Our app is open source. All we do is open data as well. So we use GTFS. And actually, it's run on Open Trip Planner to make results. And we used, in the beginning, we just created virtual stops on all intersections. Like I say in the presentation, there are often no real stops in the cities. So we created virtual stops on all intersections so that you could just navigate there. And then one city, I think it's Addis Abeba, Yeniguso, based on Trophy, is already having GTFS Flex, and we want to use this also for the others because it's exactly made for informal transit, so that people can everywhere, like that people just know in this kind of transport, I can just say, hey, I want to stop here, I want to enter here. So yes, we are on that.
So there is also a similar question that require if you are using Flex, GTFS Flex, and you just reply that is the answer is yes.
Yeah, Samuel, so, was that correct?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
So I brought Samuel with me. He's one of the founders. With him, Trophy app would not exist. He had been joining Trophy app from the beginning. He wrote his own journey planner 3 years ago in Cochabamba, Bolivia, together with friends. He joined our team. He became part of the OpenStreetMap community. And that's also the perfect example how we at Trophy want to work with communities. So we are a technology provider, but we really need local communities like Samuel in Cochabamba with his team and in other cities that collect the data, bring it to OpenStreetMap, and think about the really cool features that the app needs. So I brought him with me, so in case I have technical questions or OpenStreetMap questions, he can answer.
Okay, perfect. So we go directly to the second question that is also more general. That is, you in your talk, you talk about digital principles. In particular, you say that you are developing following these digital principles. Are someone put a link to our website, digitalprinces.org? Is that the idea of the digital principles that you would like to follow?
Yeah, exactly. So the digital principles are very interesting. It's made for development, so to have sustainable apps that work in the long run. And the principles are that you design with the user, and that's exactly what we do with the. So we really started in Cochabamba asking the passengers how the app has to be. So we really designed with the users, and that's what we want to do in all the cities. Then it's understanding the existing ecosystem, what we do, because we really collaborate with people. We customize the app, so it's a white label app. So each city has a different app, actually, a copy of the app or a fork, so that it's really suitable for the people that use it, not only colors, but also language and maybe additional features. Then a principle is designed for scale, and that's obvious because our app is white labeled, so it can scale out. It's built for sustainability, it's data-driven, we use open standards, it's for reuse and improve address privacy, so we wouldn't track a user we couldn't track down to a specific user or something. And these are like the digital principles that also we say we support them.
Okay, perfect. So we have a question that also was replied at the end, but I know that the people that make the question is really interested in the reply and can also help you. The question is, which are the countries in which you are in Africa is working the application? That was partially replied, that are Ghana and Ethiopia. And in particular, there was a question about Tanzania, if there is something that is developed. And the question was, I don't know if you know, there is this project Crow to Map Tanzania that is lead part of one of the leaders is Janet Chapman. That is it's a very big project and very wonderful project. And maybe this is the other question I was making connect to this is, which is the level of technical expertise that is needed to develop for the process?
Mm-hmm. Good. So we are in Ghana and we are in Accra with Trotro app and with Yeniguso app in Addis Abeba. We are not in Tanzania yet, or not in any other African city. So we are talking with some communities. So whoever has asked the question is very welcome to approach us, because I think there are very good mapping projects out there where Trophy could be a puzzle piece in their project. So not only collecting data, but also having a journey plan in the end that could be distributed. That could be published. So from the technical expertise that you would need, the most obvious is the user interface, which is written in Flutter. a Google technology which makes cross-platform, or which is cross-platform development for iPhones and for Androids. And then also you have to know like backend technology, Open Trip Planner. You have to be familiar with GTFS. But the good thing is we have open source tools from OSM to GTFS. Actually, that's a very good one that I mentioned in the presentation. It's called OSM to GTFS. But we have our own one, which is a bit special and like customized for Trophy app. So we have tools for that. And of course, we can help on the whole journey.
Okay, thank you.
Samuel, have I forgotten any technology that would be very useful?
No, I think that's all you need for create your own fork of Trophy.
Okay.
Okay, so we have coming back to the GTFS, there is a question about how the bus routes are created. If the question say you create the GTFS from OSM routes, do you create the routes manually with JOSM? How this process could work?
That's a good question for you, Samuel.
Okay, so we create we start collecting the routes from everywhere, from the users, from the government documentations, from some books, or from especially from the agencies. So then we collect it and then use another tools like Google My Maps for generate the path. And then we use JOSM for put all routes inside to OSM. For JOSM, we have some extra tools because not all users are experts using JOSM. So we create the own extra tools for facilitate it. So some presets that's what we need, especially on the mapping. Then that's all what we use for adding routes on the OSM. So basically the process is collecting the data using another extra tool for generate the path, then use this path to put the data into the OSM. Mm.
By the way, there's a Søren, a colleague of us, will have a presentation in around 4.5 hours, 8 o'clock UTC, on how to document bus lines in OpenStreetMap so that it can be used by Trophy or other tools.
Okay, perfect. So we have some questions that are all related. So there is a question that is why there is you propose the idea that the app is not, there is not one unique application, but there are multiple applications that are the fork of an original one, a starting one. Why there is this idea? And do I have to download a separate application for every city, or I can use one everywhere? And a question related to this, these applications are available on F-Droid, that is a platform for Android downloading of application.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes, we have a separate app in each city because we believe that each city has a different user use apps differently. They need different features. So they need their own app. So that's definitely the case. So you would have to install the different apps. But of course, let's say if we have if different cities, for example, Duitama in Colombia as an example, two other cities in the same region want to have the app as well. So then the whole region could also have an app together, which allows them to hop between cities or use the same city wherever they travel. So Trophy app could work in a city or in a region or even in a whole country. Actually, we thought about Trophy World, so then you could just like navigate everywhere. But the basic idea is really like having a unique app customized for a specific community, for a specific kind of user. And it's not running yet on F-Droid. I got this question already sometime, and I remember there was some challenges, but I don't remember what the challenges were, but maybe it's only something someone has to do.
Thank you very much. We have few minutes remaining for the lot of questions that are remaining. So I suggest you I don't see the end of the talk, but if you put a referent where people can ask to you how to reach you, since there are some other community like Crowdtomap Tanzania that are interested in the application, there is some way that they can link to you. There is, I don't know, something that they can point to you. And after, I will just make one of the last questions, that is few questions remaining. I saw that there is Enoch, I think that also is from Trufi, that is replying to some question, that I suggest you also after the finish of the talk to go and to check the remaining question to have multiple replies. There is just one fun question, that is the word Trufi is something meaningful. There is some, that depends on something, or is a general word?
Samuel?
Sorry?
Trophy. What does trophy mean?
Trophy means basically... I don't know how to explain
trophy.
In English.
Trophy means trophy.
Yeah, because that's locally words. That's basically... in Spanish, which is called transporte de ruta fija, that's basically a static transport, something like that. But that's locally from my city, especially from my country.
It's so, a specific word of...
Exactly. So that's how the minibuses are called, trophies. So therefore, it's Trotro app in Accra, because the buses are called Trotros. And so it's Jeepney app in Manila that we are planning, Dala Dala app in Tanzania, Matatu app in Kenya. So we really think about like using the local language.
Change the name according to where we are going to have the
Exactly. So just our association had to pick one name and we said Bolivia is the start, so we call ourselves Trophy.
Okay. Just last question, because I found very interesting, and after we have finished our time, there is some issue when there is not internet connectivity in some place where the bus have to go.
Sorry?
There are some issues related to the internet connectivity. Is something that is required by the application? Just few words, because we have less time remaining.
Like offline mode, that it works offline?
Yeah, there is some aspect...
Yeah, that's a big challenge. We really tried from the beginning, but it was very difficult to get this done. We would have to implement our own search algorithm to the app. Actually, Samuel has done this with his own app. so it's on the feature list for later. I really liked all the questions. Very interesting. Going to answer them in the panel. And please write me an email. So it's very easy. Just search for Trophy Association. You find contact. Please write me. And don't forget, in 4.5 hours, Søren is talking about how bus routes can be added to OpenStreetMap so that Trophy works.
Thank you very much, Christoph and Samuel. Very interesting talk. There was a lot of interesting questions, because the talk was very interesting and very interesting project. So thanks to all. And it's a reminder for another, the following talk that there is in later. Bye. Cool.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.